Okay. Stand with me and stretch a little bit. This is a message of hope in the perilous times in which we are living. Heavenly Father, use me now to speak to your people. Lord, you know each and every one's need. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll speak to each and every one of us individually. And Lord, together as a family as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. The Bible provides endless examples of how the Lord's presence is with us. One of the most powerful examples that we have is the life of Moses. Moses knew that it was absolutely useless for him to attempt to do anything without God's presence. And when he spoke face to face with the Lord, he said, "If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here." Verse 15 of chapter 33. What he was really saying, "Lord, if you're not with us, we're not going to make it. We won't take a single step unless we are assured of your presence." The Lord's presence is so necessary. And the Lord's presence here today, his presence, does marvelous and wonderful things. We allow his presence to do the work. Many times we take it upon ourselves to try to do things that the Holy Spirit can do in a moment. And with much less offenses, if we just are willing to let the Holy Spirit do the work. In verse 16, Moses knew it was God's presence that set them apart from all other nations. And it's the same, it's very true today with us as God's people. Moses' attitude was, if the only way for us to be guided or governed or to do battle or to survive is to have God's presence. That was his attitude. We operate on that principle. It was the principle that Moses operated on, and it's the same one that we need to be operating on. God gave Moses a promise, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Verse 14 of chapter 33. The word that is used for rest in the Hebrew means a comfortable, peaceful confidence. No matter what battles or trials you face, you'll be able to find a quiet rest and confidence in me. It's difficult when everything else is falling down around you. It's difficult when you're in the midst of the battle. It's very difficult. We need to rely on the Holy Spirit and allow God to work. The Old Testament is filled with many accounts of wonderful blessings that came to those who had God's presence with them. I'm only going to name a few. There's many more. We have the example of Abraham. Even those that were around him who were heathen recognized the difference between their lives and his life. Abimelech, for example, in Genesis 21:22, spoke to Abraham saying, "God is with you in all that you do." This heathen king knew there was a difference about him. Something different was about you, Abraham. God is with you wherever you go. Isn't that something that you want and desire as well in your life? We have another example in Judges 6:12. The angel told Gideon, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." And the Lord himself told Gideon, "Go in this might, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites." God told Isaiah, gave him a special promise that he makes to those that he loves. He said, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you, have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. Through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire," anybody walking through the fire right now, you feel like you're walking through it, you have the trial of life upon you, "you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame scorch you." You know what that's talking about? That's talking about not even any hair in your arms or hand will be singed. Remember the Hebrews? Remember Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego? They didn't even have the smell of smoke on their clothing. The Old Testament is full of many accounts. And I can tell you they're not just stories. They are real, true accounts of God's encouragement and his presence in the lives of so many. But God does attach a condition to having his presence. I want you to consider King Asa. This man led God's people to a miraculous victory over Ethiopia's million-man army. He testified it was God's presence that had scattered the enemy. "Lord, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us O Lord our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we go against this multitude. And so the Lord struck the Ethiopians before Asa and Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. 2 Chronicles 14:11-12. Moses sought God for a continual manifestation of his presence, that I may know you. Back in Exodus 33:13, God answered him. He said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And Moses' request would have been enough for some Christians or most Christians. Who among us doesn't want God's promises of peace and rest in our lives and in our families? But that was not what Moses wanted even more. He said, I want to know you. Please show me your glory. I read it in verse 18 this morning. And God did show Moses his glory. His glory didn't appear in some luminous cloud, although the cloud was there, but that wasn't just his glory. It didn't happen in an earth-shattering demonstration of power in an earthquake. God expressed his glory in a very simple revelation of his nature, of himself. And so the Lord passed before him, and he proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands and forgiving iniquity. So you can see God's glory was a revelation of his goodness, his mercy, of his love, and his compassion. But you might say, well, Pastor, what about the disciples' experience on the Mount of Transfiguration? Wasn't that a manifestation of God's glory? Yes, indeed it was. But it wasn't just the light. It wasn't just the miraculous appearance of Moses and Elijah, although that in itself was certainly incredible. But God's glory wasn't in Moses or Elijah or in that light. Rather, it was in the glory of his son Jesus. For Jesus was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him, Matthew 17:2-5. So you can see that God's glory was personified in the life of Jesus. Jesus indeed was a good example. God wants to open our eyes to the riches of the glory of his inheritance of the saints. In Ephesians 1:18, that all the glory revealed to Moses was embodied in God's Son, and Christ has been given to us as our inheritance. And in him, the Bible says, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, Colossians 2:9. So where can we find this revelation of Jesus Christ? And we can find it as we come to prayer to trust in his precious word. Paul said, if we allow the scripture to give us this revelation of Jesus, we will be changed. We will all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into that same image from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord in 2 Corinthians 3:18. The revelation of Jesus' glory will provide that keeping power for us. Upon all the glory shall be a defense, Isaiah 4:5 said. In other words, his glory will keep us heavenly minded even in our worst of hours, even in the midst of the times when we're walking through the fire, even in the midst of the times it seems like you're in terrible, terrible trial at this time in your life. Maybe you're extremely lonely and you're seeking God's direction. God is with you. He is with you. His presence is with you. And we need to focus on that. Experience the loving mercy that he is wanting to give to each and every one of us. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Everybody, you can bow your heads with me for a minute. Reach the end of my message today. I want you to seek him with all your heart. I want you to desire his presence in your daily life. I want you to experience his glory. Jesus is going to walk with you through your troubles. He rejoices, the Bible says, over you. You're going to make it. The Bible says we're overcomers. God loves you, and he will keep you in his wonderful presence. Father in heaven, we just thank you for the opportunity we've had today. to share your word about your presence. Lord, I just pray that if there's anyone here that don't know you as Lord and Savior, they'll take a moment to say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. I invite you to come into my heart and life. Forgive me of my sins and come into my life. I want you to live with me in my heart. Lord, I want to serve you the rest of my days. I pray, Father, that if there's anyone here that made that prayer, I pray, Lord Jesus, that your Holy Spirit will come and fill them afresh and really anew, Lord. And Lord, his presence will, and your presence will now continue to be with us, each and every one. We thank you, Lord, again, for the opportunity to share your word today. It was an honor. It was a blessing. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you would do. We ask this in Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Lord bless you.